Vision. It is not always necessary to accurately map the affairs of the world. Sometimes all you need is a vision of a better one. The world is difficult to grasp because people in authority have interests that differ from the people that vote on them. Furthermore, low-quality schools will prevent the voter from making correct choices. The uneducated or misled majority will always be incorrect. This is why independent self-education, be it in addition or as a replacement of the national one, is a wise idea. Independent education is one that is paved with curiosities and helped along with top-selling nonfiction, including narrated books. Majority of the world's top-selling books are written by well-educated and well-meaning authors. Lack of education breeds desperation. Not only will the voters be confused, but the politicians won't understand them either. A world where leaders place their needs above the people they swore to represent and do the bare minimum for maximum personal gain is a world that needs vision. On the other hand, a well-educated, knowledgeable, and wise voting majority isn't one to get confused or become misled. A vision is always something that most of humanity has already agreed on, though they might have forgotten parts here and there or worded them differently. For example, climate stabilization, human dignity, world peace, universal human rights, world disarmament, functional education, end of poverty all around the world, universal basic income, world unity, justice, authenticity and truth. As we progress from well-read to knowledgeable to wise and onward to our greatness, we will collect and hold in our hearts many such hopes and dreams. At first, they may seem like words or beautiful ideas, but as we look into memoirs and beloved and honored works of great storytellers, they will become more. With a few dozen books, a concept that has been lost on leaders of humanity will come to life in our hearts. Rather than trying to flawlessly comprehend the world, which may not be possible due to too many liars who by definition lack in vision and are merely responding to stimuli for maximum self-gain, we gain the ability to hold up several of our most beloved aims, hopes, and dreams and ask, what are the leaders doing to fulfill them? It is much easier to look at a leader's sum of history and notice that they have never done anything meaningful for world peace and elimination of poverty than to await their promises to come true. We can then ask, if we want to vote on people who do not recognize world peace and elimination of poverty as an aim, and what those people must be really like in private life. More importantly, holding a meaningful vision helps us grow stronger and faster, helps us focus our energies and curiosities on things that we become passionate about. When a wise voting majority becomes passionate about human dignity, the strength that arises from unity of vision can easily repair world's nations and help humanity grow. Without a wise consensus, things that are occurring around the world are probably mostly random, if not downright wrong. With elections won by those who spent most money on taking on a pleasing shape, and disasters being a predictable result of corruption and short-sightedness. It is somewhat hard to blame leaders and voters for something as disabling as lack of education. People who lack knowledge pave their ways with their best intentions. Alas, humanity's most beloved works of non-fiction must come first, lest we continue repeating the same old mistakes. There's nothing difficult about falling in love with good ideas. When we take to adventures and books, and a new book surprises us with a like selection of hopes and dreams, we can only discover how connected we all really are. That we are, in fact, one big family. What are your hopes and dreams? What is your vision of the future of humanity?